You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ben Valsler. If you have any questions or comments for us, then do get in touch. Tweet at Naked Scientists, comment at facebook.com/thenakedscientists, or email us, chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Now, let's return to our topic this week, the science and technology of broadcasting. If you're not currently listening online, then you could be using one of three different ways to receive your radio. We've already heard about AM and FM, but now there's also DAB, that's digital audio broadcast. The BBC first started broadcasting digital radio back in 1995, and now most of their output can be found on a DAB radio. But if FM was working, then why go digital? Still with us is John Adamson. He's the BBC production editor for London and the South East, and as we said earlier, the digital doctor. So, John, why did we want to go digital?
I suppose it was a combination of quality and quantity. So enhanced listener choice and better quality, particularly in marginal signal conditions. If we go back to AM just very briefly, medium wave and long wave, there's another radio station every 9 kilohertz apart. So the audio bandwidth is only 4.5 kilohertz, barely better than telephone quality, not very good at all. Also, a finite number of frequencies that cannot be reused very often because the transmissions spill over a very wide area. They can't be very well targeted. In the case of long wave, there's only 15 channels for the whole of Europe. So you can imagine that's quite difficult to manage that frequency spectrum effectively. Medium wave has rather more, but it's still 4.5 kilohertz audio bandwidth to avoid interference to adjacent stations. Aerials are rather large, not a lot of choice there, really. Also, medium wave has the problem of after dark interference, strange noises in the background, continental interference, whistles and whines and buzzes in the background. FM made things a lot better, of course, because we got the stereo, as we said earlier, and more immunity to electrical interference. Also because it was on the VHF band at around about 3 metres wavelength, aerials were a sensible size, so you could target your audience quite effectively. So in the case of BBC Radio Cambridgeshire, they've got a transmitter at Madingley that's targeted just for the environment around there. Why did we go to DAB? Well, FM still had a problem in marginal areas where there's something called multipath interference. I don't know if you've noticed this, if you're driving along or using a portable radio, that sometimes you get all sorts of hisses and burbles and squeaks and things. That's multipath interference. And that's a function of analog radio, really, that if you get a wanted signal and a reflected signal, which inherently must be delayed with respect to the original, it will interfere. If you think of analog television that was shut down just last year, you may remember seeing ghosting on the picture. What that is the visual equivalent of the interference you would get on audio. So the reflected signal always causes a problem to the main. DAB offered something rather new, and that was that because of the modulation system used and the coding systems used, you could have a number of transmitters all working on the same frequency. So, for example, the BBC National Digital Multiplex operates on one frequency right around the country. All the transmitters work together. And although some of them will be delayed with respect to others, if they're within a certain window of timing, a certain delay, they will add and the listener won't get any interference. High quality audio is possible as well. Thanks to digital audio encoding, MPEG compression, that allowed us to squeeze more audio into a given bit of spectrum. If you were using linear digital audio, you would need round about 1.5 megabits or 1.5 megahertz worth of space for one stereo audio channel. That's not very efficient. But with MPEG, this allowed us to reduce that to, say, 256 kilobits, and that was alleged to give you round about CD quality. So in the early days, what we were thinking of with DAB was we'd have more channels, but not many more, but high quality and a more rugged, reliable transmission system.
OK, so if we come back to the audio compression in a minute, because I think we need to point out that that's different from the type of compression we were talking about before. When we were talking about amplitude modulation and frequency modulation, that's essentially building a model of the sound, of that pressure wave in the amplitude modulation. But with digital radio, you're not doing that, are you? It's not a direct model of the sound. It is it's differently encoded.
Yes, it's all digitally sampled with a load of ones and zeros, effectively, and it all gets assembled back in the decoder again. So if you were to listen to DAB radio spectrum on an analog set, all you would hear is a load of random noise.
And how does the signal change with this? Because I have a digital radio at home and it seems to be ironically digital. It's either perfect and sounds beautiful or the signal is dreadful. Whereas with an FM radio, I can tune it and it sort of seems to fade out. The quality fades out. Is digital always as good as it's going to be or not present?
The theory is that you either get a perfect signal or you get no signal at all. But in reality, there's that grey area where the signal isn't quite strong enough for your set's decoder to make sense of. So what you get is this characteristic sound which has been described as bubbling mud. The difficulty with that is a really irritating sound. With FM, you just get more and more noise as the signal gets weaker, or you might get these burbles that I mentioned to you earlier and squeaks sort of sounds with multipath distortion. But with the digital burbling mud sound, it's really quite difficult to follow the programme. So it's not perfect. Because of the modulation and coding system that's used, it's generally better for mobile and portable reception. So if you're driving along in your car, it should be more rugged than an FM equivalent. And of course, you're on the same frequency, so you're not having to retune every few miles as you find a different transmitter.
Well, thank you very much, John. That is John Adamson. He's the BBC production editor for London and the South East.